A new attitude. Judy could not wait to go back to college 3 times a week. Getting tutored was crucial. Rare squared. In just 2 short weeks, Judy had a brand new lease on life. She, Judy Moody, sashayed into the kitchen one morning before school. She was wearing a dress on top of jeans ripped at the knee, a teeny tiny hoodie sweatshirt, monkey flip-flops, a crazy scarf, skinny glasses, half a gross of bracelets, and tattoo band-aids.
"She must be to play," said Stink.
"That's redonkulous," said Judy, "unless you mean the play of life."
"How many shirts are you wearing?" Stink asked.
"Is that my scarf?" Mom asked. "I'm dressing for college," said Judy. "I have tutoring after school today, Kate."
Chloe called grown-ups by their first name, so Judy tried it. "It's too cold for flip-flops," Mom said, frowning.
"And you'll need a coat," Dad added.
Parents. Parental units. The Wrens. Kate and Richard were so old school.
"College kids don't wear coats," said Judy.
"What do they wear?" asked Stink.
"They wear whatever's their thing," said Judy.
"So your thing is to dress like a clown?" Stink asked.
Eesh, what an NCP. Nincompoop. "How's it going with Chloe, by the way?" Mom asked.
"Chloe is the bomb. She drives a green gecko beetle called Junebug and has fake red hair and a toe ring and 7 pierces.
"Nobody needs that many extra holes in their head," said Dad.
"What a Swiss cheese head," said Stink. "I already have 7 holes in my head. 2 eyes plus 2 ears plus 2 nostrils plus 1 mouth equals 7.
"Does Chloe know any math?" Mom asked.
"Does this Chloe have any flashcards?" asked Stink.
"For your information, we don't play flashcards," said Judy. "But we do play multiplication bingo and tic-tac cookie with Oreos. We even made a giant SpongeBob triangle pants, and Chloe named him Turd Ferguson."
Judy snorted.
"It was so money."
"I don't see what a sponge named Turd Ferguson has to do with math," said Stink. "Right, Mom? Right, Dad?"
Fact of life. Stink equals annoying. Stink.